God. I want to say hello and welcome to Only Believe Right at here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know something and hear me well. I want you to know that when a child is born, there's over 4 million DNA structures that could come together. So I want you to know something, that the doctors have been trying to clone and do all kinds of crazy stuff with us for years. And for years now, they have wasted thousands and millions of dollars and failed miserably, because they will tell you that they got close, but they got down to this point where some clear substance shows up at the last second and supernaturally a particular child is brought forth. And what that means is that we can never forget that the Bible says that God says, I knew you before you were ever even in that seed form. Amen? And I want you to know something. You have been hand-selected by God. Listen, I don't care if you've been rejected. I don't care if you've been disappointed. I don't care if you've been hurt. I don't care if people have said you're stupid, they don't love you. I don't give a rip what their opinion is, because God said you are worthy, he loves you, and you are here because of God. Amen? Amen. So I don't know why I'm starting here, but I am. And I just want to stir you tonight to let you know, don't you ever doubt who you are, why you are, or the love of God that has you here. And it's time for us to choose to live. And it's time for us to choose to live in God's way that he purposed for us. Amen? And I want you to know something. None of us could ever handle this life by ourselves. And even though there's people that walk it every day by themselves, I want you to know that they're walking in a way that God never ordained for them. What is normal, and one day when the Lord returns, we'll know it. Christians, they might think you're abnormal, but I want you to know something. What is normal for humanity is that man has a relationship with God. That's who we are, and that's how we live. So let's worship tonight. Amen.
Woo! Amen. Stand and be with us tonight. Woo!
It was my truth.
tonight. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Sing Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Sing Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever sing that again tonight. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say worthy. Every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those are yes. Oh, we worship you tonight.
Say
Our Lord is a good Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Isn't I hearing my spirit? Come out. There's no more need for you to live.
Amen.
In a dead tomb anymore. I have given you life and life more abundantly. Stand up and get out.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I agree. You know, it's so amazing because I want you to know something, that throughout our life as Christians, there are times where we are going to get hit with something. And it's important for us to be willing to live again. Amen. I want you to know, just because you have a faith failure or disappointment or something didn't turn out the way you thought it was, I'm telling you that it's critical that we're willing to stand back up and try it again. Amen. I think it's powerful because if you remember, when Lazarus came out of the grave, the first thing that was said was, take his grave clothes off. Woo! And I'm just telling you that we are going to have to, as Christians, remind ourselves that when we come out of difficult situations, we're going to have to learn how to take that past off of us, be refreshed, be renewed, and believe God for the future. Amen? Hallelujah, because he's a faithful God. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we're stirred up a little bit. I got to tell you, I'm going to steal your thunder that
I
you
know,
would like
okay,
to tell.
You can. It's yours.
But
what I'll
say is that you know that some of our inspections that we absolutely have to be able to go in on a Sunday keeps getting delayed, and for certain reasons it wasn't happening. Well, I want you to know that not only did our electrical inspection happen today and go well, and we passed our final electrical inspection, which means that the call had to be made today, because we had to get electrical, so the call had to be made today to see if we could even get scheduled for occupancy, and the guy said, I'll be there tomorrow at 8:15.
So
now,
what that means is, and believing.
Yeah, but what that means
favor,
is, thank
favor,
God, your little favor. Pastor. I know you guys
you, Lord,
don't. Yeah, I know you guys Ooh. Don't think I can do a lot of physical stuff and work too much. But I was over here. We got here about 8 o'clock this morning, we did some work out there, and then I stayed the whole day out there working, and then we helped our contractor just a little bit, and. There's some things he has to finish up. Even while we were leaving here, he was still out there working. So there's two items. One was about 90% finished when we left, and there's two more things he has to do. So other than that,
things are moving.
We should be ready
Amen.
To go.
So what that means is when we get the approval tomorrow morning,
yes.
Amen? We're not going to say if. We're saying
when.
Get that approval tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Then we just really have to bombard that church and get it cleaned up. After we cleaned up the foyer, the ones of you that were out there, you saw that concrete. Well, they came and grinded that part.
Hallelujah.
So got dust everywhere again.
Amen. So and much so that we can guarantee that our fire alarm system works.
It said the fire alarm. We got a call. Yeah, they dispatched the fire department out there.
We had to come over, and sure enough,
Monday was
God.
Fun.
Yeah, thank God that it
like
was.
That's like a scary, like, you stop for a minute, and you hear, like, it was a voicemail, you know, we just want to let you know when you're in your building, and they told the address, there's a smoke detector that went off, and we've dispatched the fire, and I'm like, Rick came into my office right when that happened, I'm like, where's Phil? I need Phil. Like, this is what they just said, and we just jumped in the car and just took off, and then luckily it was just...
Yeah.
Just the dust that was coming up that we were told not to do.
Yeah.
Because remember, we were being very careful not to stir the dust. Well, it does what they said it will do. It will set off the smoke detector. So
I'm gonna tell this to you now because I was going to use it in my teaching tonight because we're going to talk about knowing God and his Amen. Wisdom, and we're going to get into how to be led and hear the Spirit of God over the next few weeks. But here's what's so amazing was this guy comes running up the stairs and says, hey, Pastor Phil, Pastor Regina needs you now. You guys got to head to Kenton because your fire alarm is going off. And I said, well, praise God. But as soon as I was getting ready to go, the Lord said, ah, they've created dust, and so it's a dust particle alarm. It's not a fire alarm. But here's what happened. Right after I heard that, the fire department calls and says, hey, we can't get it. Yeah, she called the fire department, and they said, well, we're here, but we can't get in. So we said, well, we're on our way, and we were explaining to them what could happen. And so that made me think, uh-oh, nobody's there. How can they be creating dust if nobody's there?
They didn't really say they couldn't get in. They say, is there a way for us?
Yeah. But anyhow, as that was going on, the Lord told me again. He said, it's just dust. And I was thinking, I know they're coming to grind that thing, and I just had all these thoughts going on. And so it was amazing because while we were on the trip, we got a call and said, hey, you know, it's just dust.
It's not just dust. It was gobs and gobs and gobs and gobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine
yeah.
concrete dust.
Yeah.
So we got the doors cleaned back off today. Yeah. And we started cleaning up the sanctuary and tearing up the boxes that were all in the sanctuary. The
lights are blanketed. Everything has a little dust.
So we need to redo the foyer and the hallway and the sanctuary now. We can get in there and we can kind of clean up the sanctuary. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow. Phil and I will get there about 10 and start work. And then if you can help tomorrow. Yes, you're doing work before you.
Man.
Listen, you're leaving for like 5-6 days. I'm getting as much work out of you as I can.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen?
Get your work out of me. Amen.
He's going to leave us at the most critical moment. The week we're moving in is the week he's leaving us. So I think I should get work out of him. Amen. So anyway, we're going to start at 10 tomorrow. And then on Saturday, I got to stay home because I'm preaching on Sunday and I got to get a message.
Ooh.
Phil will be gone because remember, he promised Pastor Sandy Outlaw in North Carolina that he would come and help do their building dedication with Pastor and be there. And so he's going to be gone.
Now, understand this commitment was made last year.
Yes.
Last year.
So it was, like, I have to back him up this time.
All this time where we, you know, I want you to know
that I
would not be normally. I mean, I only kept this commitment because we promised it so far away. Because as everybody knows,
but it worked out fine anyway. Because we got
in our building a long time ago before
we ever
got. We're
pretty far along in our move. Like literally, the stuff downstairs was the biggest stuff that we have. So if we're going to clean tomorrow. And then if there's any left on Saturday, Linda will be there at 10 on Saturday. And there is some, if you know how to and you have the time, if you know how to recover or if you can learn how to recover chairs, they're going to be recovering 77 chairs on Saturday, her and her mother. And then if you don't know how to recover but you want to help them, sure, there's going to be
things.
Sue's going to paint. For us, our trim on the stage.
Oh, man, praise God.
Black. Sue's going to do that.
So, boy, brave Sue.
If you want to come over and help, you are more than welcome to come over and help. And then during the week, next week then, we're going to get somebody in there to deep clean the floors
after we do what we do.
And so, good. Sweet. Okay.
We got to navigate a little bit.
Okay, no, that's fine. And then we will jerk all of our sound equipment out of here on Sunday. So Thursday, we are still having church. We are not letting that go. This is our hope.
Amen.
Purpose. Amen. We'll just do an acoustic night where we just worship the Lord and be thankful for everything that he's done. Amen.
Pastor Regina doesn't know this. But I had this thought for our final Thursday here next week.
Well, you're not going to be here. How do you get a vote?
Hey. Don't.
Anybody with me?
Hey, now, don't count me out yet.
Okay.
Remember.
Right. That's right. You could get home in time.
So what I want you to do is I want some of us to think about our most significant times here over the last 9 years that we've been here. And that night, you know, you can share that moment and say, hey, this is one of the things that happened to me while we were here. I don't know, but I was thinking and praying about this, and I got to tell you, one of the most powerful services I remember for me as a pastor was that I had been preaching on the Holy Ghost, and I had a particular Sunday picked to get people filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And on that Sunday morning, believe it or not, I had told everybody, get ready, be ready, I'm going to pray for you. And while I was preaching, the Lord said, tell them that, you know, you're going to pray for them in the next service or two when, you know. And I said, Lord, everybody's going to be mad at me because this is supposed to be today and I'm having this conversation with myself. But I do what the Lord tells me. I walked down here and said, okay, so in a service coming up here soon, I'm going to be praying for people. And I could see people because they had been praying for people to receive the Holy Ghost. They brought people. They were believing. And all of a sudden, I said that, and I started walking up here, and I said, in fact, I'm going to pray for you now. And 25 people came up here. And they just got filled with the Holy Ghost. One particular young man fell down, and I just had to leave him here. I said, nobody touch him. Leave him alone. Because he was just praying in the Holy Ghost for about 30 minutes. That young man had never read a book before. He had dyslexia and he could not read. That week he read his first book, 225 pages, and filled with the power of God. Amen.
I was supposed to save that for Thursday.
In case. I got another great story. So I'll wait till Thursday.
Hold it. Well, those are the exciting announcements we have for the building. And I think that right now, he has a bad one he's going to tell you about.
Oh, yeah. So now
I'm
in the middle of all the exciting news, here's one of our challenges is that here I was being all bold and I built my faith and I challenged you guys and you joined with me. And we were thinking about having a meal after that first Sunday service. Well, with all these things going on and all this stuff that's happening right now, I believe that it's going to be better for us to hold that off. And we will eat together at some time in the future. But I think it's going to be better for us to have these days of celebration because who knows, someone might come and check us out anyhow because we're advertising the new church and we just want to be careful. So
now, babe,
in order for me to really figure out...
For those people who
Regina told me.
Regina said,
honey, this is too much, too fast. I know you've been wanting to do this. I don't think it's a good idea, but you guys know I have been talking since 2013 or 2014 that I can't wait till we get into our new building and we're going to worship and we're going to eat together and blah, blah, blah. But I guess I did not see COVID at that time. So we're going to make a little adjustment until I know more about what would be the right way to do and what we have to do things in a right way. And so we're going to postpone that meal. We're still going to celebrate at 10 o'clock on Sunday, and we're still going to celebrate at 6:30. And believe me, it's going to be a good full day. So I just wanted to tell you, and that is all my fault, because my zeal was there, and I'm willing to carry it on my own shoulders.
Oh, but I don't blame you. I think that it was awesome. You love when everybody knows that we eat together, that's what people do.
We love to eat. Praise God.
It was a good heart. It's just you weren't thinking about the COVID.
Amen. It's just that I wasn't thinking about that other factor. So for right now, we're going to redo our eat date at a later time. Is that okay?
Yes.
I think that it'll be enough for us to get into the new building and just celebrate. Amen.
Amen.
Think about it. No steps.
Amen.
Think about it. No steps. No basement. Plenty of room. I'm telling you, I yell at you guys now. I don't know how. You know, you're probably all going to be able to sit in the front row and not worry about if I'm going to spit on you or anything like that. Amen. We're going to have plenty of room. It's going to be good.
He is going to find you. Don't worry.
I'll go ahead and let Pastor Jared take the children off. Hallelujah. And wow. You know, we have three more times, including tonight. So after tonight, we'll be down to two. But we have three more times to worship in this building. And we have three more times to sow a seed in this building. And I'm just telling you that for me, I tell you what, one of your last seeds, whether it's your tithe or your offering or something special that God puts in your heart, I believe you should do this. One of your last seeds you should sow. Just attach your thankfulness for God, but also your resolve to let things of the past go. And then sow that seed as a breaking forth into the new that God has for you. Amen? Amen. So I'm just telling you that if I were you, and this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to be praying, and one of these offerings, that's what I'm believing God for. God, I'm sowing out of my thankfulness for how faithful you've been, how you've blessed us here, the blessings that I've enjoyed. But God, I'm also sowing to be able to let the past go as we move. I'm going to let anything, if there be anything disappointing, negative I've experienced, I'm going to let it go. And God, also, as we move into this new building, even though it's a symbolic place, and we as the church are the ones that are the true church, it's a place of newness for us. Amen? It's a place of crossing over and new beginnings. And I'm telling you, stir yourself and be refreshed and be excited about what God's going to do. Amen? Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. So I guess that is my offering message. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for every service here where I've had to have an envelope waved at me, God. Because the zeal of a service, the zeal of healing, those things just overtake us, God. And God, I thank you for that zeal and for the stirring of the Lord, God. But God, I never, ever want to disregard the reverence, God, and the awesomeness of the tithing and offering covenant, God, whereby you supernaturally bless us, heal us, protect us, rebuke the devourer, God. And God, you make sure that provision is always on your seed, that they're never found without or begging for bread, God, and that you always make a way for us, even when it seems like there would be no way, God. You're going to open doors, God. You'll send ravens to feed us. You will make meal last a lifetime. You'll take oil and produce it, God. You'll send manna from heaven. Woo! And you'll even send quails, God. Father, you will do whatever's required, Lord, to supernaturally provide for us. And God, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo!
You call my name, and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
Had a successful night of worship this past week on Tuesday. So they had a successful night of worship. And Mr. Steve Lowmaster and family back there, they really love bands and they love worship music. And he did a lot to help set that up in Ridgeway. So going forward, you know that in the past we've had the Night of Hope and different things. And certainly with our new land out there, obviously we're going to be doing stuff and stuff. So we're going to look forward to opportunities to have stuff around here, and that's going to be good. And I do want to mention to you that it's not going to be a lot of talking or anything big like that, but from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday, up at the courthouse square here, they're going to have 2 hours of prayer. And it's just prayer for our community. It's going to be this Saturday at 6 o'clock. I just found out about it. I received a phone call, and Pastor Jason Manns and some other men were getting a hold of me, letting me know. Now, remember, I'm going to be traveling, but if any of you, they said, you can come up for a few minutes or for the whole 2 hours. We're not going to be mic'd up. We're not going to be doing anything. It's not going to be political, none of that kind of stuff. It's just the time where we're going to walk around that court square and pray for our city, our community, and obviously what's going on in the world. Amen? Amen. So if any of you feel inspired, please join in, and if you're available, go and pray and represent us. Amen? Amen? I want you to know something, that we believe in every one of you. Amen. And we thank God to call you a part of the family of faith. And I tell you what, I thank God that I believe in every one of you representing us. And I support you. I support your life. I believe in you. And I am glad to call myself pastor and you part of the family. Amen? Amen. Woo! Let the Lord have his way. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, listen to this. I am not going to preach long, but I am going to preach strong. Amen? Amen. And I'm just really determined that we, first of all, as Christians, if you have not woken yourself up, and some of you who don't have a long history within church or anything, or some of you that might not know the Bible, I want you to know something, that from the time Christ has been preached up till now, we're coming to a culminating event, which is going to be the end time of the world, mankind, and humanity as you know it. I want you to know something. Even though the Lord came and the Lord reconnected man with his relationship with God, I want you to understand something, that this world has been imperfect since sin came in. And there is a day where the Lord himself is going to return with a shout, with a triumph. And not only is he going to rapture the church, but the church is going to help him have victory over every spirit of darkness, every principality and power, and he's going to shut down the wickedness and the work of Satan, and this earth itself is going to have 1,000 years of perfect peace, but we are going to go up to heaven. We're going to step into the new creatures who we really are. I want you to know something, that you better get serious and your relationship with God, because your life is eternal right now. And how you live your life is going to make a decision between heaven and hell, and either spending an eternity in the joy and the blessing of the Lord, or spending eternity in torture and punishment for those who are the wicked that reject God. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. And so as we get ready for those things, the Bible says that the world will grow increasingly wicked, that the world will see an uptick in Satan's ability to try to torment, to try to divide, destroy, to steal lives. And I tell you that if you did not know the importance of your Christianity 20 years ago compared to the atmosphere we're living in today, everybody who is truly a Christian, not a fake one, not a hypocrite, not a pretender, not a I go to church on Sundays and then I live the rest of my life any way I want to. Not that kind of stuff. You have to be all out. You have to be sold out. But for those who are sold out, I'm telling you that by now you should be rejoicing, thanking God that you made the decision to be saved, because you're seeing the Bible unfold right before you. And I want to remind you that the Bible says that in these last days, there will be a great falling away, because men will become lovers of themselves. And I tell you what, we're not going to be in that group. We are the people that are lovers of Christ. And because we're lovers of Christ, we're going to see his goodness in our life. We're going to follow him, and we're going to live a life that brings glory to his name. Amen? So we started looking last week, and it says that in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And what I'm really praying and believing God for all of us is that we would have an intimate, close relationship with the Lord. The Bible says, remember, the Lord says that there's going to come some who he's going to say, depart from me because I knew you not. And when we look at that word knew, it means to have an intimate, significantly close relationship with God. Kind of like we would a father. The Bible calls him Abba Father. Or likened unto a spouse, where we live in such a reverence for someone we love that they actually have an impact on how we act because we're not selfish. I want you to know something. As a young, handsome man that I am, there are many things that I would never do in life for the sake of my wife. There's just places I would not go, things I would not do, relationships that I would not be in, and there's just things that I would never do just because my love for my sweetie pie. And I want you to know something, that our relationship with God must be the same. Yes. There must be such an awareness of God in us and such a desire to please him that there are things that we don't do and things we do, whether they make us uncomfortable. Things we do. Hallelujah. But there are things that we will do, whether they make us uncomfortable or not, because it's the right thing to do for the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Now, I don't want to get into too much, but I just want to ask one question. Don't raise your hand. But I'm praying that some of you, every one of you, have had a time where you didn't choose someone out. You didn't get all beside yourself telling someone what you thought about them just because you wanted to keep your Christian witness for the Lord. Amen? Amen. I'm talking about this because these are the kinds of things that we will find ourselves doing because we love God. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm counting on you that I'm not having you raise your hands, but I know that I should be able to have you say, Pastor Phil, I can tell you, man, one time, I mean, I was hot. And I wanted to give them a piece of my, woo! I wanted to tell them the yes, the no. I wanted to dot the I and cross the T, let them know how I felt. But I chose not to because I wanted to be who I am in Christ. Amen? Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. So in these next services, our idea is going to be that we want to improve our relationship with God. We want to know him. We want to please him. We want to understand him. We want to know the expectations God has for us. We want to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of him so that we make sure we're pleasing him and we make sure we're doing what we need to in life for God to be able to bless us and to move us into his purpose. Amen? Because I promise you, God has purpose for you. I want you to know we were running around today. And we had to go into Walmart here in town and we were getting stuff for the building. And first of all, there's a handsome young man that goes to church here that seen me. I didn't see him, so I apologize about that. But as soon as we went in the store, here I am with this list of things we need to get. And we get back there by the electrical department. And right away, the Lord made me go witness to somebody. Amen. And just tell them about Jesus. And so what I'm telling you, that in your relationship with God, God will meet your needs, but it's not all about you, Mr. and Mrs. There is a part of this where your God-given covenant is that you have to be available to hear his voice and do what he wants you to do. And so we want to look here because at the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, I want to read something for you. Because sometimes people say, well, how do I know God? And I've tried this and I've struggled. And I want you to know, boy, I've heard some good things about the fasting we did this week. Amen? I heard some good things from people. I got some questions, some feedback on what to do, how to do. There were some things that people were addressing along, not just food, but people wanted to deal with social media and some other things. And I want you to know, praise God for you, for who you are and what you're working on. Amen? Yes. But this is a scripture that addresses us because as we move forward, God is going to challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. As we grow as a church, as we get into this new building, I'm telling you, there's going to be people that are going to need you to be nice to them, to thank them for being there, to invite them to go over and say, hey, welcome, glad you're here, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There's people that God's going to put on your heart, and they're new, and you're going to come up to them and say, hey, I want you to know that this week God impressed upon me to pray for you, and we're going to grow as a family, and we're going to take on responsibility, and this is something that we have to do. So the first thing I want to do is I want to read this and address it for you so that you can breathe and relax for a moment. Because the Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, for when for the time you ought to be teachers. Now, here's what's amazing to me. In the church today, we expect the pastor to teach. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. See? Boy, I could pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Woo. Praise God. But Paul is addressing the church. And he says, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And he's not just talking about your natural senses. He's talking about your spiritual senses. And what I want you to know as Christians, a part of your growth factor in God has got to be that you witness and share the gospel. That you pray for people. That you develop relationships, whether it be work, neighbors, family, that it ought to become a normal thing for you not to just ask what's for dinner tonight, but while you're eating dinner at grandma's or mom's or at Uncle Sue's, you say, hey, is there something I can pray with you for? Huh? Amen. I said Uncle Sue. Amen. Woo! Aunt Sue. But whoever you're with, there's an opportunity for you to be a person that witnesses. And here's what else I want you to know. Your faith cannot come into maturity unless it's exercised. You know, I want you to know that I failed on fasting several times before I ever got it. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'd set myself to fast. That's it. I'm going to do a fast today. I'm going to fast the next 3 days. And I got to tell you something, that next day I ate more than I would on a non-fasting day. Praise the name of the Lord. I had to wipe my face off and try to hide all the crumbs and brush my teeth and try it again. See, your faith must be exercised. And sometimes there's going to be resistance against you, but do it. I want you to know, the first time I went to a hospital and just walked around, I have crazy friends of mine. One of them, name is Randy Manns, but I have crazy friends of mine where we would just decide that we were going to go to the hospital and just go room to room or pray for people. And sometimes we'd pray out in the parking lot before we went into the hospital, and we were being Jesus-led, and we would pick our floor, and we would go to that floor, and we would get off, and we would go to a room, and, hey, I believe God brought us here to pray for you. No, I don't want your prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Did I give up? No, I went to the next room. And I want you to know that without fail, though there was moments of resistance, there was many more times where divine plans would just come together. To the point where we walked into the cardiac area one time, and there was a lady there, and she began to cry and said, oh my goodness, I was thinking of you and hoping that you would come and pray for us. I want you to know that there's been times where we went to mental facilities, drug rehab places, and not only would we go there to visit one person, but I want you to know that sometimes the leaders of that place would say, hey, can you stay here and just pray for anybody who's willing? You better believe we can. Woo! But I want you to know something. Have you ever got out of your comfort zone? Everything we have today is because we were willing to get out of our comfort zone. Right. I got to tell you something. Go back to the first time you asked your spouse on a date. Talk about uncomfortable. Talk about the fear of rejection. Even after you said yes, you hung that phone up. Oh, no. What am I going to wear? What am I going to do? I got to get my hair done. I got to, where are we going? Oh, I got to buy new shoes. I got to do this. I got to do it. Oh, I tell you what. I'm telling you, we get all shook up. But getting shook up is what it takes for you to require things in your life. And I want you to know something. It's about time for us to get all shook up over the Lord. Hey, that used to be an old song, ain't it? Don't Isn't that an old song?
Don't sing it.
I feel like there's an old song in that, Shook Up. But I know there's something out there that's an old song. But I won't go into that. I want to keep it spiritual tonight. But what I want you to know is that think about this. Think about this. Don't get me started. I feel a foot. Woo! I'm telling you, I can almost remember it. I bet you I'll remember it. Honey, I promise you, you're gonna get serenaded on the way home. But anyhow, but anyhow, I want you to know something. Three things I want you to know. Number one, God has the patience and kindness for you to work out your faith. Amen. Don't ever forget that the one man had come to the Lord for prayer. Yeah. He received a negative report, and the Lord said, only believe. Yes. And the man even said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Jesus never reprimanded him for that. So the one thing is, I want you to know, God has patience and kindness for your insecurities, your failures, your successes, and your not successes. Amen? Amen. So exercise your faith. Use it.
Yes.
Number two, the more you know about God, the more you're going to grow into who you are.
Amen.
I want you to know something. The more God's revealed to you, the more you're healed. The more God reveals to you, the more you will start accepting who you are and stop rejecting who God wants you to be. And the final thing here is I want you to understand something. That as you get to know God, he's going to reveal to you a purpose and a future, and he's going to bring you peace. Amen? And so I want you to remember these things. And I want us to be willing to do these things. And I want you to know something, that if you're not using your faith, you're going to fade some. Paul said, hey, for the length of time that you've been saved and in this thing, I came in here expecting to feel your faith ready to receive me. But here, instead of being teachers of the word and instead of being examples of faith, you're in need like you're just beginning. So let's be people that make sure that we're full. And I want to just share with you in the book of Psalms, just some things that show us how God is towards us and what God believes towards us. And in the book of Psalms chapter 40, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Go to the Lord. He's waiting to hear you. He's waiting to help you.
Yes.
He knows you can't do life on your own. And he's looking forward to helping you. And I want to remind you that God is patient. He can handle your weaknesses. He can handle your fears. He can handle your start overs. God will even, you'll miss him sometimes. You'll be in the store and he'll tell you to go say something to someone or go pray for someone. And you know, we've all had those moments where we were, ooh, I ain't doing that. Super Christian, I am. I'm super out the door. Hallelujah. And buddy, God will convict us later. Just be ready for the next time. God's patient. He'll help you. Don't be afraid to get started. God says that he redeems time. Amen? Woo! The Lord redeems time. But it says, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I want you to know that God will meet us right where we're at. And he will help us. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I want you to know something, that as you change and as the song of the Lord changes in your heart and as you give him praise, people are going to see it and they're going to trust in God because of what God's done in you. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. I'm telling you right now, let's not be full of pride. Let's not be full of ourselves. Let's not try to live life on our own. Listen, we need to be humble and we need to know that we can't do this thing. We need God's help. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they're more than can be numbered. I want you to know that the thoughts and the kindness and the love of God towards you is more than can be numbered. Wow. And remember, they can number into the billions and trillions, but God's thoughts towards you are so much they can't be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you didst not desire. Mine ears has thou opened. Burnt offering and sin of offering has thou not required. Listen to me. I'm telling you that the Lord is not looking for empty sacrifice. And just offerings that are not attached to love and to kindness and to relationship. Amen? Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I want you to know something, that this Bible is God's word. And this Bible reveals who God is. But you know what's so powerful? As he reveals who he is, he reveals who you are. Remember, you're made in his image. Amen. I want you to know something. Anger, bitterness, and hatred, and offendedness is not your nature. That's right. Amen. I tell you, amen. Forgiveness, mercy, yes. Patience, kindness, yes. And being unoffendable, that's our nature. Amen. And when we study that out, guess whose nature it's a reflection of? It's a reflection of the Lord God himself. Amen. Jesus is a reflection of who we are when God is filled in our life. Amen. Don't get me started, guys. I'm telling you. Woo. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will. Oh, my God. Yea. Thy law is within my heart. Listen to this. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not profaned my lips, O Lord. thou knowest. I've not hid my righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I want you to know something. One of the biggest things that we have to do as Christians is we can't hide our righteousness. Too many Christians will shop talk, family talk, be influenced by everything else when we've got to learn to be like Daniel. Remember when Daniel was bought in the midst of a group, even the king's best, he said, "Ooh, I can't do what these other guys are doing." Amen? And I want you to know something. You can't become a cusser and fusser around your brother just because you're trying to make him comfortable. Oh, don't make me pray all up in the Holy Ghost. You can't go to a family function and leave your Christianity outside the door till you come out of that. You can't be around your friends acting that way. And I'm telling you, you can't come in here on Sunday with holy hands worshiping God and then just be a cusser, a fusser, a big crybaby, demanding your own way and acting all nasty out during the week. Well, hallelujah. I don't know if I'll get any Holy Ghost shouts on that, but I'm telling you that this is what the Bible's talking about when we give the Lord empty sacrifices and blame oblations. It's when we act one way in the right setting, but we're living a whole nother lifestyle behind the scenes. Amen? Amen. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know that since I've been a Christian, I haven't had cuss words come out of my mouth. And I certainly wouldn't do that around my wife, Regina. I'd have no teeth left, number one. But number two, no, I'm just kidding. But number two, I wouldn't do it around you. But guess what? I'm even more careful when I'm not around any of you guys because it's my best witness to give to him. So I want you to know something, that when I'm at a workplace where people don't know I'm a Christian, or when I'm on a trip where I stop at a gas station or anything and people don't know I'm a Christian, let me tell you something. I walk in a way that my light shines as much as it does here, because I'm this way all the time. Listen, you go with me somewhere, you're going to talk Bible. You might hear me pray in the Holy Ghost. You have no idea what you're going to get into, but it ain't going to be carnal. That's just the way it is. I am who I am. But what I want you to know is, you know, it's one thing for us to be Christians in front of each other, but you got to understand that when you're not around Christians, that's when your intimacy with God should make your walk even that much more. Amen? Yeah. Woo! We're going to continue to grow on this subject. We're going to continue to dig into this because I want you to know something, that there should be a sensitivity towards God just like there is towards your spouse and your children. Just like you're aware of people and you operate a certain way because it's what it takes to carry relationship. Let me tell you something. I fail a lot, but I got to do some things right, or I wouldn't have a relationship with my sweetie all these years. 90% failure, 10% success, it's enough for grace. Amen. No, but what I'm telling you is that if you're aware of needing to meet certain criteria within a relationship with a person, then we've got to understand that in the unconditional love of God, unconditional love within itself brings requirements. Amen? God's unconditional love for us tells us what's right and wrong. God's unconditional love for us lays out a pathway that we can walk to towards an outcome that's going to be filled with life compared to an outcome that's going to be filled with destruction. Amen?
Amen?
Well, God's love is unconditional. I know. That's why he gives us so many requirements. Woo! Amen. Amen. But what's so amazing about God's unconditional love is he never leaves you on your own to handle it. He infuses us with strength so we can get it done. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I declare your glory, Father. Lord, we reach to you right now, God, and God, we ask you to fill us with wisdom, God. Lord, give us clarity. God, speak to us and give us directions, God, and things to do. Father, we know we're going to have to get uncomfortable to please you, but God, we also know that we can become comfortable in the things of God. Lord, the more we openly confess our faith, the more it becomes normal for us to walk in our faith. Lord, we pray that we are that group that because of use and the exercise of our faith, that we mature into discernment and into being able to do what you're asking us, God. That we're not those babes that need milk, but we're able to handle the strong meat of the word and the life that you want to bring us into, God. And Lord, now we just declare, God, open up our hearts with wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of you, God, and just fill us with your purpose and your direction. And God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I forgot to ask if there was no prayer request. Thank you, live streamers. We're glad that you're with us. And we hope that some of you will be able to come out and be with us on Sunday night, 6:30 on the 16th. Amen. And we love you guys. Amen. Well, we love you and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll get together again soon.